This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, hanging out with Big Abe Gordon, and he's in for Carl. He'll be producing a very special edition, a mashup, if you will. Randy Mack, along with Carl and I, from Signia, going to be at the Nest, which is the really cool kick-ass sports bar they got on the fourth floor. Unbelievable, like, sort of patio overlooking Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Really is a neat scene on Northside. We'll be doing that show 11 to 3. And then I've got to entertain myself for 4 hours before the game. So, you know, and then sober up and then watch the game, be able to know what happens so I can, you know, disseminate it on Tuesday. Very difficult. Asking a lot.
I'm looking forward to it. Now, first off, I've never been to the Nest on 4. I've obviously walked by it. I see it. I've never actually been there for a show, so looking forward to that.
There's their own version of the Halo board. It's a very neat build out for a sports bar, and we got a lot of friends over there doing a great job. But yeah, Signia, really cool. I know everybody, a lot of guys who work over there listen to the show. Love you guys, Andy, Randy, and the Steakhouse, the Morning Shift, and us. So, and Chris as well. So yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you. If you're in that neck of the woods, make it brunch because we'll be out at 11. Make it a Bloody Mary. Get things cooking. Things started off the right way. And then what are we doing afterwards? You got any responsibilities after that?
I'm going home.
I was going to say, because I was thinking of maybe making my way over to Park Bar and then go hit the tailgate, the B103, you know, big, gigantic, wait for it, shenanigans.
I don't want to sound like a loser here, Mike, but.
But.
It's race week. For me. Next week.
What race is that?
It's the ATL 10-miler.
Oh.
Yeah, it's race week.
Okay, so yeah.
You got to dial it in.
Well, can't you have some complex carbs and then you just burn it off? The body's a temple, no alcohol.
I'm trying to stay hydrated, man.
All right, man. I don't get running. I don't like running. Not like you.
Sure, no, I get it.
Runners tend to be, at least in my personal experience, and this isn't all runners, so bear with me if you are a runner, but many runners are pretentious. It's like the CrossFit thing. It's like a cult. It's like there's a joylessness to the running culture. From an outsider who's never experienced the runner's high.
You know what's crazy is I've actually never had a runner's high. I don't know if I don't run well enough to get a runner's high. I do know this. Like, to be fair, and I will openly admit, I do think taking, and I'm not that good of a runner, so that's why it's so dumb for me to take it as seriously as I do, is it does take away from certain aspects of my life. Like, I have to wake up early tomorrow morning to run. Instead of going out to the bar tonight to drink. Right. So, yeah.
Okay. Hey, man, this hour of Dukes of Bell, Wise Guy Pro Wash bring it to you. Pressure washing service is the best in town. I've heard Sandra talking about it. Get the job done with Wise Guys. We got Abe in for Carl, and now it's time to hit our daily download.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Our exclusive interview with Raheem Morris. If you heard it yesterday, if not, we're going to play it for you. Dukes and Bell are out there, the only radio station live from Falcons headquarters. We were asking, big thing for me was, especially if you're going to go man-to-man against this Bills offense, what about A.J. Terrell and Darnell Mooney, Coach?
Mooney is still questionable. We'll find out what's going on there, what we're going to do there towards the end of the week. We'll find out if we can get away. We knew this would be a little uphill struggle anyway, especially when you get hurt the first day of camp. You miss a game, you finally get back. We knew this would be the opening part of it. We knew the risk of some of the soft tissue things, and here we are, right? So you deal with those things. Part of the distraction, you're talking about being able to embrace. But Casey Washington stepped up in a major way. We feel really good about some of those things. Still got Ray Ray. We still have a bunch of guys that can go out there and play for us, whether it be Red. And then, you know, talking about the other side of the ball, getting A.J. back after missing him after two games. I'm so proud of the guys that stepped up and played well for us, whether it was Alford, whether it was Mike Hughes, you know, essentially assuming the number one, Billy Bowman being the young guy going out there playing the entire year for us. And I'm fired up. Like, you don't win with just one guy. You don't win with just a couple of guys, man. People got to step up and find those roles, and that was part of the bye week. That was part of the conversations and how it gets done. So that's awesome.
A couple of things on each side of the ball here, Mike, and you've talked about it, and we're going to hear back to what you guys had to say yesterday. Kyle Pitts is the guy that has stepped up the most for me on offense. I still think there's more we can get out of Ray-Ray McCloud, especially down the field, and we also do know about the relationship that Washington and Penix seem to have. I'd like to see that be explored a little bit more on Monday night. On defense, I was in real concern about this A.J. Terrell injury.
Me too.
I just thought they might fall apart a little bit without cover. I do think, obviously, the young safety, Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman, have stepped up. They have not collapsed. And now to get possibly, I mean, I don't know where you stand. I feel like A.J. Terrell is going to play Monday.
Oh, yeah. No,
like he was all trended that way.
Sorry to cut you off. He was telling the media that he, down the hallway, that he felt 100%.
Yeah.
So even though there was a worry from the coaching staff, I don't think we're going to see Darnell Mooney conversely because he's been dealing with that hamstring.
Agreed.
That requires rest. One more cut from Coach Ra. Carl was basically saying, hey, man, we got to keep the Bills off the field. And Raheem basically paused and put his arms out like, ta-da, exactly, his coach.
You don't go out there and say you're going to stop Michael Jordan.
You
go out there and you stop Michael Jordan. But you stop Michael Jordan by the ways that you can, right? And what's the best way to keep Michael Jordan from scoring? Keep him next to his coach.
Now, if only Michael would stay out, but Michael didn't because he was Michael Jordan. He'd be out there for 48 minutes if he could. But I get what Ross saying. You know, in the case of the NFL, you can keep Josh Allen on the sideline.
A little more possessions over the course of a basketball game than football.
But the message, you get the idea. Keep the big guy, the number one guy off the field.
Well, and the thing is, and look, I've never been a time of possession guy, Mike, because I don't care how long you hold the ball if it results in three. If you score a touchdown in a minute 10, I'll take that every time. But this is an Atlanta Falcons offense that when running right, if they're not finding the explosive plays, can put a drive together. With the run game, all of that stuff, like you can look at this and say, we're going to limit Josh Allen's possessions because Bijan's going to roll, Tyler Algier's going to roll, and we're going to put together 12 play, 14 play, 80, whatever the yard drives are.
I wanted Buffalo to be undefeated, a little overconfident coming in. Not that it matters, but I mean, Sean McDermott will look at what the Patriots did and say, okay, we're going to try, you know, copycat league. We're going to try to implement some of the things that they did on defense, and hopefully they don't overcorrect. We'll ask Sal Capaccio, who covers Buffalo, about that coming up. Story two is, I need more Pitts. Yeah, man, here's Kyle Pitts. We had him in the show, and you're going to hear the entire interview at 5. And I said, man, we always joke around with Kyle. Are your ears burning? He's more mature. He's more responsible. He's a family man. Love talking to Kyle because he's loose. It's always funny, Abe. Guys are like, man, after all you guys say to Pitts, can't believe he talks to you. Yes, because he's a grown-up, and he realizes when you don't do well, you get criticized, fairly or unfairly, in the offense. Here's Pitts on being more productive this year.
Yeah, I would just say just doing my job, taking advantage of every opportunity given and, making the most of it and getting vertical as quick as I can and, trying to get to the end zone.
The other thing with Pitts is this is a contract year, and we've debated on our show I told Kyle yesterday, you provide us with a lot of content and a lot of discussion. But, whether it was injury and he wasn't really right for a year and a half, some bad – I'm never going to say I had terrible quarterbacks. I had terrible quarterbacks throwing the football. And then, of course, last year Cousins, the rug gets pulled out because Cousins leaves. And now – it seems like I don't want him to leave if he keeps playing like this. Where do you fall on now? Again, it might not be financially plausible or possible to keep everybody in the mix.
Yeah, and that's where I fall is you have to decide. All right, if you're going to give Pitts more money, is he going to one recreate this year? Because you know how it sometimes contract year goes away and guys fall back into whatever. But also, who are you going to extend? Because you got an alpha wide receiver. You got an alpha running back. Ideally, you have an alpha quarterback. You've got some young pieces on the defensive line you might have to look at. And so you can only spread the money around so much. He'd have to have a real good year for you to consider that franchise tag. And I think that's part of the issue is that the tight end money has gone so high.
Right.
I don't know if that's an option anymore.
And I asked Kyle about the contract year. Does he want to stay here?
100%. 100%. I definitely don't want to move. I love this team. I love this city. And, I love this organization. And it's a very much family environment.
All right, man. Story number 3. It's a bad night in Philadelphia. They're just awful people. Awful, awful people, Abe. And again, this was just glorious to watch now how do you fix it? I know last year they went through that soap opera, but how do you fix it if you're Philadelphia right now? Because this thing is it's not just a trend. It's everything's wrong with that offense.
The baseball offense that scored one run?
Well, no.
Or the football offense?
We'll start with the Eagles and we'll get to the Phillies. But yeah, either way.
You've got so many weapons on that offense and it didn't work. I don't understand it. You ran for under 80 yards, and that includes Jalen Hurts yards. That's not good enough. Saquon was all world, all everything last year. This year it's not getting done. We know about the anger, frustration, whatever's going on with A.J. Brown. I think ultimately it probably comes down to the offensive line, though, doesn't it? You're dealing with a couple of injuries. You're dealing with a couple of guys that have either retired or moved away to a different team over the past 2 years, and it's just not as dominant. And they don't really have any other variables. Like, either the offensive line has been dominant and they've been able to impose their will offensively, or you're now asking Jalen Hurts to do what many fans were concerned he wasn't, and that is be that difference maker, make the players around him better. And I'll be honest, as much as he's been good and has won you Super Bowl, I don't know if he's that guy.
Kellen Moore, guys, of course, left to take on the Saints job. So now it's Kevin Petullo, who's got to figure this out.
Yeah, and coordinators, too. Good point.
And as Kellen Moore, look, they went through the soap opera with A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown basically saying, what meeting? We didn't really have a meeting with Saquon and Jalen Hurts. It's like, well, it was reported. They've been talking about it up in Philly. And then we mentioned earlier, Orion Kirkering's got the entire offseason. Maybe don't show your face in Philly because not realizing there were two outs, he tries inexplicably to get the out at home instead of the easy play at first base. Throws it past Real Muto, and it's the strangest walk-off win. And the Dodgers now, they've got a closer they can't use, Abe, because he's got an injury, a nasty, icky kind of injury. And we'll talk about the NLCS coming up. But it was fun to watch Philly take it in the shorts. Hey, guys, the Daily Download brought to you by Akins Ford, where the end-of-the-year deals start now again at Akins Ford. We'll come back with Dave Archer, thanks for the keys to Monday Night Victory.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.